Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Relationship Radio. I'm Anna Loisel, your host and relationship coach and marriage rescuer. For more information about me and my programs, please visit our website at rescuemymarriagenow.com, where there is tons of information that you can utilize right away to make powerful improvements to your marriage. This is really an exciting day for me, and hopefully for those of you that have been following me. I've been actually off the air for a little over a year, and I'm just thrilled to be back doing this show again. So a lot has changed, a lot, and I've been working my tail off to bring you the newest and latest marriage help available. So I've been stuck in research mode for the last year, and the discoveries have been amazing. Because of that, I've been spending my time recreating my Marriage Rescue Boot Camp, and it's full of my latest findings. So very, very exciting stuff. So I'm really glad to be back here, and I'm excited that you are here listening with me today. So for those of you who don't know who I am, I think it's important you know a little bit about me and that I tackle marriage issues differently than most marriage counselors and coaches. My approach is very different, very unique. So to me, it's about change, and it's about changing our lives and models and paradigms. It's about changing the world for generations to come, and it's about finally answering the question, how do I save my marriage? And I believe the way we think about marriage and what it is and how to improve it must be radically altered. You know, we can no longer be satisfied with the way things have been done, because I see individual progress as being lost in between counseling sessions that actually don't work, and self-help books that just add more confusion and pain, all because of misunderstandings about the way the human beings, the way we grow and the way we change. And I believe if we clear this up, then people can begin enjoying long-lasting and happy marriages. Yes, it can be done. But we can't just talk about these new models of change. We have to create the kind of tools that make it possible. And that's what's been missing. So like I told you when we first started, that's why I've been in research mode. And I have created a program that works with how human beings learn and change. And it's a real solution for real people who are struggling with marriages who want something better. And this is why so far, guys, I've been tracking the data. So far, I've been able to help 85% of the couples that come and work with me. They're able to restore their marriage. They're reporting that they're staying together. And not only just staying together, they're happily married. So we're actually tracking the data. This isn't just like I'm guessing. We're actually tracking this data. I see that there's a couple other people out here who make claims that their marriage help works. I have no idea what they're doing, and I don't know how they're tracking their data. But we keep hard data on, is what we're doing working? So 85% success rate is actually a 60% increase over traditional marriage counseling that has a 75%. I've even heard up to an 80% failure rate. So what is different about my approach? Well, I use neuroscience to look at how the mind is sabotaging your path to marital happiness. So let's dig in a bit today and start learning some of this mind-brain stuff so you can actually begin to have the marriage you really want. Okay, so today's show, I'm going to be talking about how to stop fighting with your husband constantly. Or if you're a husband here listening, how to stop fighting with your wife constantly. How to stop the fighting. Now, most therapists and the like are going to want to teach you communication techniques. Now, while those are important, and they are very important to know, I believe we must first understand why we're fighting in the first place. Like, what is happening in our brain that is actually causing you to fight? Yes, there is something inside your brain that is causing you to fight. See, because there's way more to this stuff, this fighting stuff, than your spouse did something that pissed you off. It's way more complex than that. So self-awareness precedes self-management. So we have to understand this stuff before we can actually put into place any type of communication tool. So self-awareness precedes self-management. Now, while your mind may not be the sole culprit of your fighting with your spouse, it is a clever little foe. And your brain can mislead and make you miserable, and you don't even know. Okay, so every couple has their disagreements, right? But have you ever wondered what automatic cocktail of neurological forces is at work when the two of you spiral into fighting? Have you ever thought about, like, what's going on inside of your mind, inside of your body, when you guys start, you know, getting into these fights? You know, like those yelling matches that can leave you both depleted and demoralized. Or it doesn't even have to be a yelling match, you know, where you're just constantly in this state of disagreement and fighting and you just can't get on the same page. What's going on inside of our brain? Well, our emotions make us pay attention right now. This is urgent. And gives us an immediate action plan without having to think twice. So built-in action plan. We don't have to think about it. Now, this emotional component evolved very early. Sounds something like this. Do I eat it or does it eat me? And you don't sit around and Google it. And the emotional response can just take over the rest of the brain in a millisecond if it believes it's threatened. Now, today our threats are symbolic. He's not treating me fair. He's not listening to me. He doesn't love me. But we respond with the same biological response. Now, this eruption is called an amygdala hijack. Amygdala hijack. The amygdala is the center of the brain that controls this response when it believes it is threatened, can respond not just irrationally, but destructively. Now, you might have heard it referred to as the fight, flight, or freeze response. Now, this response is 40,000-year-old model. And it's an alarm reaction designed for short-term use to deal with physical threats in which the emergency resolves very quickly in a few seconds or minutes. You know, either we kill the wild animal or it kills us. Life in the 21st century is far more complex than it was 40,000 years ago, or even, honestly, 50 years ago for that matter, right? Many of the stressors today are psychological in origin. We're making this stuff up. And they can be chronic, and we let them last for days and weeks and months and even years. Now, these modern stressful events can come from such things as financial problems in a marriage. Maybe you've got health worries, or maybe there's problems at work, or maybe even difficulty with, you know, your next door neighbor. And then, of course, there's the relationship problems, very specific, you know, problems that are not going to get resolved by fighting or running away. They're not going to get resolved. I, like, really want you to hear that. Not going to get resolved. Nevertheless, our mind actually can trick us into that fight, flight, or freeze response. So our mind actually tricks us into believing that this fighting or run or maybe freezing is going to work. Now, here are three signs of an amygdala hijack. Strong emotional reaction. We have a strong emotional reaction. You know, it's just really intense. Ugh, mad. And there's a really quick, sudden onset, like boom, it just happens. But when we later reflect, we realize it was probably inappropriate. We might be a little embarrassed. Oh my gosh, I can't believe I did that. So your amygdala is always on the alert and always on the lookout for possible danger. Because remember, it developed 40,000 years ago to, you know, thing going to kill me or do I kill it? And it runs quietly in the background. It's always watching. And when it sees any possible danger, it slams on the switch, activating that fight, flight, or freeze response. Now remember, today our threats are psychological in origin. We're thinking that they're threats. Our husband not being there for us, our trash, you know, believing that they don't love us, none of that is a real threat. And yet the brain sees it the same, and then we react the same. We react with that fight, flight, or freeze. We react with anger often. That's the fight part. But again, the problems are not going to get resolved by fighting or running away. And every time you condition yourself to have that response, to be overreacting to you know, something that your spouse did, you actually condition the response and make it worse. So you're conditioning it in this response to happen more often and more quickly. So this response actually gets you stuck in using that as a fallback. So this activity is the root problem of your marriage fighting. Yep, you heard that all correctly. The fight culprit isn't our partners, how our brains are wired to perceive threats, how our brain chooses to think about it, how we allow it. So what can we do to change this? How do we stop all of this? Well, here's the good news. Your amygdala can be tweaked to transform panic reactions into calm in the face of anxiety, stress, or frustrating encounters. So the old saying, you can't teach an old dog new tricks, has been proven super-duper inaccurate by the latest neuroscientific discoveries. Your brain can, in fact, create new networks of neurons. So you can't use that excuse. You can't use the excuse, oh, that's just me, or I can't change, because it's not true. Oh. You can capture control back from the turmoil created by the amygdala. Now, recent insights point to the power of focused attention and deliberate action to push through any resistance to rewire these old habitual patterns. So this process of consciously changing your brain circuits is actually called self-directed neuroplasticity. To do this, your first step is awareness. Knowledge and acceptance that something is not working for you in your marriage, that you guys are fighting, that's probably not working. Matter of fact, I just told you that we know, scientifically we know, that fighting is not going to resolve your marriage issues. And that you're going to need to learn more about how you can do it differently. So conscious awareness begins this process of changing the brain and rewiring the connections. And your brain can be trained to respond differently to this partner-activated trigger-like words or certain behaviors or even just a certain look that can set you off, right? Your spouse looks at you a certain way or says something or doesn't do something, and now, boom, you've went into the amygdala hijacking. And once that happens, you're in a lot of trouble. Now, you may say, well, I don't really want to train my brain to do something different. I'm okay with that. You know, I'm okay with getting in fights with my spouse and really the truth is my husband's wrong and he's a jerk or, you know, this or that. But let me ask you, how is what you are doing working in your marriage? Are you getting what you want? Is your spouse changing by you getting mad and fighting with him? Or is he digging his feet in more and continuing to do the same old things that bother you? You see, using an approach of anger to try and get your spouse to do anything more than likely just activates the amygdala, his amygdala. When this happens, your prefrontal lobe, the part of the brain that is responsible for understanding, weighing consequences, and weighing good and bad, is out the door. It actually doesn't work. So when the amygdala is in the driver's seat, the prefrontal cortex, the one that's responsible for you being reasonable and really thinking about things and, hey, is this gonna work if I yell at my spouse or throw a dish across the room at his head? That doesn't work when you let the amygdala response take over. Same thing as if you were likely to use an anger approach, let's say because you're in your personal amygdala, what's going to happen is you're likely to activate his. And now we've got two people doing the same thing. And all you both are thinking about is, will I be eaten or do I eat it? You know, in a sense. So you want to remember, you and your spouse are now stuck in a survival response. It's all you're caring about. So I hope you are beginning to see how it is impossible to cultivate positive attitudes and belief when you're stuck in this fight, or freeze, amygdala hijacking. Our heart's not open. Our rational mind is disengaged. And our consciousness is focused on fear, not love. So making clear choices and recognizing the consequences of these choices is just not feasible. It's not going to happen. We're focused on short-term survival and not the long-term consequences of our choices. We are not going to be able to get to the good feelings of our wife, our husband, our lover. We can't get to those good feelings as long as this war is going on, as long as the way you communicate to them sets off their survival response. So if you want to be heard and understood, staying calm and out of your amygdala hijacking or response is so important. Not activating your spouse amygdala is so, so important as well. So this is why understanding the role of the amygdala and the role it plays in your marriage fighting is so key to reversing the cycle of pain and frustration and instead achieving a happy and satisfying marriage. So understanding that the amygdala plays a vital role in the formation of your marriage fighting is huge, guys. It's huge. See, we can safely say that by changing our reaction to the fear response, we can reverse the process and retrain ourselves to react in a different way. And in fact, we can eliminate inappropriate fighting reactions completely. So if your default has been to get mad and get into arguments with your spouse, and you want a different result, you must learn what I call a brain training sequence to have a different marriage, one full of peace, safety, love, and connection. Now, this is what I've been working on for the last year, is developing something that'll actually do that. It's exactly what I teach in my Marriage Rescue Boot Camp. So what I want you to take away from here today is that knowledge without action is useless. So right now you have a lot of action or a lot of knowledge, but we've got to take action to learn the skills to really keep yourself out of the amygdala getting hijacked. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to learn more. I want you to learn more by going to my website at rescuemymarriagenow.com. And I want you to learn about my Marriage Rescue Boot Camp, because this is an 8-week at home, you don't have to go anywhere, marriage makeover boot camp that actually is going to use a proven, I've got an 85% proven success rate, it's got a proven step by step relationship restoring system. It's going to help you regain connection and create the marriage you want. You're going to learn how to stop those five key relationship habits into practice that are quickly going to affect your marriage. So go to my website, check that out. I hope that this was really helpful. Please be sure to visit my website at rescuemymarriagenow.com. There's lots of free information available there to help you have a happy and successful marriage, including my 11-step strategy for fixing your marriage, so make sure to get that. And be sure to check out the Marriage Rescue Boot Camp. This is where you're going to really dive in. It's the deepest diving effort that I have for you to stop all the fighting. So I want to thank you for joining me here again today. I'll be back next week. Be sure to get involved in our community and post your comments and questions. And you can leave a comment below on the show page, or you can go to my Facebook page at .com/Anna Loisel fan page. I look forward to talking to you again next week.